After a solid performance during Week 4's 17-6 victory over the Bengals, North Turner's offense looks to have a similar performance this Sunday.
When you play the same team in your division, there's things that happen in a game that apply to the next game, and then obviously both teams make adjustments. And, you know, there were adjustments that were made in the game that they made and we made, and then I think it carries over into the next game. And that's to me, that's a great thing about division games. You know, the coaching becomes that much more important because certainly you know each other a lot better. That's why the games, you know, our game was a close game down to the late in the fourth quarter. You look at Cincinnati and Baltimore last week, it was a close game, overtime. You look at our Baltimore game, it's a close game. That's why our division games are played that way. You get to know each other so well, and one or two plays usually end up deciding the game.
Can you talk about Jason Campbell? How well has he been playing? And then also, does his career path in some ways remind you of, you know, anybody else you may have coached along the way?
You know, Jason obviously has played awfully well in both football games he's played in. He brings a dimension that's tough on defenses because he's able to run. One of the biggest plays in the game against Baltimore was a third and three or four where he runs for about 15 yards late in the fourth quarter. And those plays make it tougher on defenses and make it tougher on defenses in terms of how they're going to match up with everybody because they have to count for him, his ability to run. You know, I've obviously coached against Jason, and speaking of running, I think he ran for 5 first downs in a game in San Diego against us, so I'm very familiar with him, and I don't like to compare players, but, you know, he's a pro, and he was brought up the right way early in his career with good coaches in Washington, and he knows how to prepare, he knows how to compete, he knows how hard it is to win in this league, and he knows every week that you can't take anything for granted. So that's I think it's a good quality to have in your quarterback, but it's a great quality to have for the rest of your players to see. So it's a great example for the rest of our team.
As you go into this final stretch and every game being more important, how comforting is it to you to have a veteran presence at that position?
Yeah, it's the combination is a veteran presence and a guy who's right now, you know, playing with great confidence, and our guys have great confidence in him, coaches and players. So that certainly helps you.
A few of the guys were talking about how his off-the-field demeanor, he's been the same guy since day one to now being the starter. How important is that for a young team? And as you mentioned before, is just an example for everyone else.
Yeah, the thing that you try to stress these guys that you're going to have ups and downs if you're playing in the NFL. Every play isn't going to go smooth. Every quarter's not going to go smooth. Every game's not going to go the way you want. But if you approach it the way Jason has, and he's had some ups and downs, obviously, starting in August in terms of his situation. And he just, as you said, he's come in here each day, and you wouldn't know if he was the starter and we're on a win streak or if he was a guy that was told he wasn't going to play. He's approached it the same way.
Did you know that about him before, you know, your association with him here?
I really wasn't real familiar with it. I didn't, I think the first time we met and actually visited for any time at all was when he got here. But know people who have coached him and certainly all those things were very positive.
Why has he been so effective protecting the ball? And then how important does that become in a divisional game where you expect it to be close down the board?
I think one of the things that helps a guy protect the ball is ability to run, ability to move in a pocket. So you don't get stuck back there with guys coming free and think you have to throw the ball just to throw it. And he is a good decision maker. I think that's in his past.
Can you teach that, Norv, that ability to just slide away from the pass rush, or does that kind of innate?
I'll say this. You work on it hard, and you work on it with young guys and keep trying to develop it. But, you know, that's why they call it instincts, and some guys are more instinctive than others.
Is he one of those guys, perhaps, that, you know, the skill set has always been there, but sometimes it's about the opportunity that you get or, you know, just the way that your career goes, you don't have an opportunity to really always show how good you could be?
You know, I thought he played awfully well in Washington, and then obviously he was on he was going pretty good in Oakland when he got hurt. You know, they were playing awfully well. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things that can happen to you that, you know, that can detour you. But, the beauty of what Jason's done is he's not been affected, you know, and he's understands that, like I said, there are going to be ups and downs.
Now, I mentioned that trade a couple of times. Is that unusual that a guy can be bounced around in his career and still keep that even? I mean, have you seen a lot of guys who haven't handled it very well?
Well, I, like I said, each guy is different, and I think Jason's extremely mature. He's obviously very grounded. I always look back at a guy, and certainly his family background and the coaches he's been with have an effect on that.
Do you think he's playing the best he's played in his career?
He was playing pretty good in Oakland. I saw it firsthand a couple times. So, you know, he's playing well, and some of it is the opportunity you have, and is, you know, I'm not going to get carried away because I know this is a week-to-week deal, and, you know, I saw Cincinnati get after Flacco pretty good. They're an outstanding rush team. They're a very good defense, and they're tough to play down there. So, you know, we just I think Jason and I both know you go one play at a time, one game at a time.
Jordan and Josh started to get a lot of attention, deservedly so. Last game against Baltimore, you had Greg and Devon really step up and make some big plays for you. Can those two, Greg and Devon, really help maybe to open up some more opportunities for the other two guys?
Yeah, you're going to have so many opportunities in a game. And, you know, if they're concentrating on one or two other guys, yeah, you need everyone to contribute. The biggest thing to me is that's what you want to be as an offensive football team. You know, and there's no question when you go play another team, there are different levels of players on that team, and you hopefully you can beat their best with your best, and then you look for different matchups for opportunities to make plays, and those matchups come with, like the other night when Devon made the plays he did and Greg made the plays he did, they help your football team.
Norv, you've been dealing with this running back situation all year. Is there any sign after a bye week and you guys worked on it that it can be more productive the way it is?
I'm not a guy that's caught up in numbers, and it's to me it's still about quality over quantity, and our running game isn't where we want it to be, but it's been effective in this manner. When we run play action passes, guys are open down the field. Early in the game, we went a hard play action pass and threw the ball to Josh for about a 25-yard gain down to the 5-yard line. If we can still do that and they honor our run, then our run is being effective. Now, we need to make more plays in the running game. Our backs, they've had time to heal up and are fresher, and I think we'll be as effective as we can be. This team doesn't give up a lot of rushing yards. So if we can be effective enough in the run to help us run our play action pass, and that's a big part of what we're trying to do.
Are you a believer that you have to keep running the ball even if you're not getting a lot of yards?
I think we need to. You know, that's where we are as a team. I think it's important for us to, when it's feasible, to continue to give our guys opportunities to block and to run, and it does help our play action, and it does help our entire team.
It's a Cincy defense. Any different without Geno and Leon Holman?
Yeah, I mean, there. When you lose guys, it's like when we've lost guys. You ask someone else to go in and step up, they're very good from a standpoint of their scheme, and they give you a lot of problems. They give you a lot of problems on third down. What they do, they're very sound in what they do. They don't give up big plays, so you have to drive the length of field. I think we had 290-yard drives in the first game. So, again, the guys they put in there to play are playing awfully well. The defensive tackle that replaced Geno had a heck of a game against Baltimore. So there's still going to be 11 guys, you know, and the biggest thing with Geno, he's such a good pass rusher, you know, that's always a factor in the game.